post-game interview.
Bertie, you've got superstar Nina Morrison standing alongside you.
I do, and it's really cool down here. Nina's got the goosebumps on the arms. The chill has descended. Nina, obviously the win would have been amazing tonight, and the margin had to be pretty significant as well to sneak into finals. But to really take it up to Melbourne, they're obviously going to finish second on the ladder now. Nothing to be sneezed at to go down to them by just over a couple of goals. How did you think that performance was? And obviously you guys lifted because of the retirees tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I think coming into tonight, it was pretty obvious that we had some pretty big things to play for, and obviously probably being out of finals contention. But with three sort of legends of our club hanging up the boots, it's a special time to try and honour them. And I thought we played a good brand of footy, and played a brand of footy that we can be proud of. So I feel like we sent them off in a good way. Obviously, it would have been nice to get a win, but Melbourne are a quality side, and I'm sure they'll do well in finals as well.
And you and Prez in the middle, they were absolutely inspirational last week. The number of tackles you laid was incredible, and then she sort of picked that up tonight. But that goal of yours, just talk us through that one. It was pretty special. You broke through a tackle, saw the goals, and slammed it home. That would have felt pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. They've been pretty slow to call any sort of ball ups at the moment, so I thought if I could just get out, they'll probably keep it going, and then goal sort of opened up. So it's nice to get on the board, and hadn't kicked one in a while, so that was cool too.
Nina, Kingy and Rocky, commiserations tonight, and probably commiserations on the season. Is there a level of what could have been based on some of the footy you have produced through the year? It's as good as anybody else, but then there's moments where you go, gee, we're a little bit off the pace as well.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think that we've always sort of had the belief that our best is good enough, but probably over the last two seasons we've just not been able to do that consistently enough. So we think we'll go into the off season with a bit of a review on that and figure out where we need to get better, because there's obviously things that we need to improve on, and we need to be able to address that as well. As I said, I think that our best footy can match it with the best, but it's not enough to just show glimpses of that.
The kids though are alright. There's going to be some good ones. Kilpatrick got her opportunity and has grabbed it with both hands. Ali Friswell, I know she's been around for a while, but she got a little kick up the butt earlier the year when she was dropped, but bounced back really well. And you got to like Gregor and Tellariti behind the footy as well.
Yeah, for sure. We've had some really great performances from our young players coming through. So as you said, the future's always bright. Obviously with a few girls retiring as well, it opens the door for some younger ones or new players coming in, which is always an exciting part of the game as well. Hey, Rocky.
How are you doing? Well, obviously Megan Dubs retiring. What kind of legacy do they leave on the club?
Yeah, I think, they've been here from the start, and the impact that they've had on our program is hard to understate. I think, Meg particularly is as captain of our group for so long, and Dubs is an inaugural player, and the inspiration that she's provided, I think, within her space to return after having Ella and come back is just such an amazing story as well. So they'll go down in history, no doubt, in the AFLW program here at Geelong, and the legacy that they've left will hold us in good stead for many years to come.
And now, have you thought about if you want to be the next captain?
Might be a bit early for that, I reckon.
We'll
enjoy sending Meg off in the right way and go into the off season next year.
I was going to ask that, and I'm glad I didn't now, because you would have really shut me down, Dean. But I've been asking you that question for a heck of a long time. What does off-season look like for you, Nines?
Probably try and get away in the next sort of month or so, and then figure out how we sort of reset. As I said, we'll probably go into a bit of a review in the season, and then where we need to get better, and then at the right time we'll come back together as a group and start to work towards some of those things. So important to have a break and go away and reset, and then back into it next year.
Give us your highlight of the year. What's one moment that sticks nicely in the mind that you can take away and enjoy before you come back and do it all again in May next year?
I think the Port Adelaide win was a big one for us. I think that we haven't necessarily won a lot of those games where it's ebbed and flowed, and we've had to sort of ride the momentum of the game. So I think to get a close win away from home was a big moment in the season, and that one stick with me.
Nina, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your support of K-Rock Footy as always, and can't wait to be doing it all again in August next year. But I know it seems a lifetime away, but 9 months will go really quick.
Yeah, for sure. Unreal. Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, Rocky.
Thanks, Nina. Nina Morrison joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The post-game interview.